Well, according to reports we got from our soldiers in the field, is that the two peacekeepers that were affected by attacks were mounting their security posts at the enemy markings. They had gunshots, and normally they would try to find out what happened. So they came down from their security post in an attempt to go to the direction of the gunshots. But as soon as they came down, they were shot at by some armed elements. One of them was shot in the neck, so he died almost instantly. The other one was shot in the lower part of his body, so the damage was not so critical. He's receiving treatment in our level 2 hospital here.
So two people were actually attacked in that incident. One died and one was critically injured. Who carried out that attack? You just said some gunmen. Do we know or who are those who attacked the peacekeepers?
As of now, we don't know. The incident took place in the night. Of course, our people responded in trying to trace the direction of the gunshots and the people involved, but we couldn't apprehend anybody. So preliminary investigation is going on to ascertain who are the people behind it and what reason they have. So for now, we cannot absolutely say who is responsible. Perhaps the investigation will unravel the people responsible and perhaps the reason why they did it.
Daniel, can you just give me some highlight? Has there been issues of insecurity or threats against the peacekeepers in recent days, or this is just the first of its kind?
From our record, this is the first time that peacekeepers are being shot at directly. What we've had all along has been much of cattle rustling. Most of the times, our troops trace the perpetrators. Sometimes they're able to retrieve the hostage cattle. Sometimes if the information is late, they do little to do that. But we've never had instances where they have come under direct attack. This is the first of its kind, and we're surprised why it happened. Maybe after the investigation, we may understand why it happened. But there was a case of cattle rustling. So the shooting is perhaps an extension of that. You recall that five people allegedly were also killed, and unspecified number of cattle rustled. So perhaps they wanted to neutralize immediate response from our security guards. I don't know, but from our records so far, this is the first attack, direct attack on our peacekeepers.
Generally, how do you describe then the general situation in Abyei, where UNISFA is actually mandated to provide protection over there?
Well, I would describe the security situation as calm. The conflict, the dynamics of the conflict here is such that we don't experience an escalation of conflict. What we have had all along are much more of banditry activities. These ones are difficult to define because in an area where we think there are arms, as it were, cases of banditry activities are rampant. We have curtailed that to a very reasonable extent. We've never had a direct confrontation between the warring community, I mean the conflict communities. So what we've had is cases of banditry, and that is a bit easier to contain. So security-wise, I think the place has been calm. And Andean Markets is a business hub. So we've deployed troops there in expectation that in any business environment, their criminal activities. So we've had few criminal activities, but not open conflict that could give us cause for concern.
So they attacked, the peacekeepers were attacked while on duty trying to protect the market area. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They were attacked. You know, we've deployed our troops there day and night. They mount security there 24 hours. So these two gentlemen were on the security tower up there. And when we went there yesterday, what we saw was several bullets raided at the container where they were. So it could be a deliberate effort to neutralize them, because if it were one or two bullets, one would think it's a case of perhaps they are caught in the cross-firing, but it was a deliberate attack. More than five, seven bullets were shot at where they were. And they were on duty, just like they have always been day and night. So they were shot at, or they were attacked while they were performing their duty.
So how is this going to affect the activities of the UNISFA now?
Well, the first commander has said we will continue to pursue our mandate. We have a mandate of to keep a dear area free of arms, and it's not going to affect us. We are going to continue doing what we are supposed to do. Perhaps we will increase engagement with the local communities to understand that we are here to serve them and they were not part of the conflict. It's strange that peacekeepers will come under attack, but we'll continue to do our job. We'll continue to do some sensitization for the locality, for the local people to understand our role in the conflict, in order to avoid a repeat of some of the things we've experienced.